Deo is one of the most widely heard songs of modern times. It recently debuted on the Broadway stage in a musical based on the movie Beetlejuice. For years, it's been played at sports stadiums and was even used as a wake-up call for astronauts. Deo was written by Brooklyn-born Irving Burgi, who turned 95 this past Sunday. WBGO's John Kalish has this profile.
Deo, or as it's sometimes known, the Banana Boat Song, was based on a Jamaican folk song. It was first recorded in 1952 by the Trinidadian singer Edric Connor. Irving Burgi wrote his own lyrics for Deo, which was one of several Burgi tunes Harry Belafonte sang on his 1956 LP, Calypso.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stop banana till the morning come.
Irving Burgi assigned 20% of Deo's rights to William Attaway, a writer who modified the lyrics for a TV show Belafonte performed on a year before the album came out. Belafonte's LP became the first album to sell a million copies. The singer, now 92, declined to be interviewed for this report, but in 2011, he discussed Deo with the late Gwen Ifill on PBS NewsHour.
Here was a song about struggle, about black people in the colonized life, doing the most grueling work. And I took that song and honed it into an anthem that the world loved. And I woke up one day and the whole world was singing Banana Boat. And I really didn't understand how powerful I was until I stood before an audience of 50,000 Japanese trying to sing Deo.
Belafonte recorded a total of 32 songs penned by Irving Burgi on three Calypso albums. By then, Burgi was in his early 30s and record royalties had made him a prosperous man. The songwriter was once paid $350,000 for the use of Deo in a single TV commercial.
I was able to live on royalties. I made about $20 million over the 50 years.
But despite the financial success, Burgi began to resent what he saw as Belafonte's failure to acknowledge him. Initially, Belafonte controlled the publishing rights to Burgi's songs. In the process, says Burgi, Belafonte shared writing credit for songs he didn't help write.
Oh, I'm an innocent, given me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand.
This is Irving Burgi singing his song Island in the Sun. It was used in a 1957 film of the same name. Belafonte starred in the movie, which was Hollywood's first interracial love story. In his autobiography, Burgi writes he was deprived of songwriting credit in movie studio publicity and in the actual film.
When the first album was done with Harry Belafonte, they didn't even put my name on the album cover, you know. Harry never bothered to mention my name and things like that. You know? In fact, even up to today, most people think that those songs were written by Belafonte. I wrote them.
In addition to Deo, Burgi wrote the lyrics for the Barbadian National Anthem. Burgi grew up in Brooklyn during the Great Depression, the son of a Barbadian mother and an African-American father.
In those days, black kids didn't have too much of a chance. You go to high school, they would try to send you to vocational school. So I went to Brooklyn High School for automotive trades.
With World War II raging overseas, Burgi joined the Army after high school and joined thousands of black American soldiers building a road in North Burma. One of those soldiers had been a professional musician, and he agreed to teach Burgi the rudiments of music. Their unit built the little chapel, and Burgi sang in the choir. When the chapel got a new organ, Burgi inherited the old one.
And I kept that old one in my tent. That's where I learned my chords.
The military might seem like an odd place to have a musical awakening, but Burgee says it was one of his life's biggest blessings.
I ate it up. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
After the royalty money started flowing in the late 1950s, Burgee provided financial support to the civil rights movement. In 1961, he funded 3 issues of The Urbanite, a Harlem magazine whose contributors included James Baldwin, Lorraine Hansberry, and Langston Hughes.
Irvin Burgee happened to be the only black person in Harlem who really had any money. We didn't know that he had as much money as he had.
Byron Lewis worked on The Urbanite and went on to found the nation's first black-owned advertising agency.
Burgee is an unsung hero. Part and parcel is because he never sought attention. I feel that his life really should be memorialized because he represents what you can accomplish, particularly if you're a person of color.
Irving Burgee is striving for one more accomplishment before he dies. He wants to revive a musical he wrote titled Ballad for Bimshear. It was inspired by his mother's experience growing up on a sugar plantation in Barbados and had a brief off-Broadway run in 1963. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
I served to be roast beef, said his joy must be money. Said flat top is today, or maybe you just haven't heard. Since the beginning of time, chicken's been the gospel bird. Chicken popped and bird from Accra to Albuquerque. Though it took a while, it's now the style.